Private Lindy England faces more pre-trial hearings this month about her role in the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been covering the England hearings in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. He says that so far they've produced a good deal of new information about what went on in Abu Ghraib, information that had not come out in earlier congressional hearings or Army investigations.
Here's a sampling of what we learned about Abu Ghraib from the first part of Lindy England's hearing. Military police ran an alcohol and prostitution ring inside the prison. Prisoners in one part of Abu Ghraib were kept naked for a month because the army didn't have enough orange jumpsuits to go around. When the jumpsuits arrived, the army had no underwear to give the detainees. The underwear that finally did arrive was all women's. Ohio State University law professor Mary Ellen O'Connell is dismayed that these details didn't come out until 5 months after the prison abuse scandal first broke.
To my mind, it's too much time not to have much more serious investigations that have the possibility of going all the way up through the chain of command to our top political officials. And we've got no investigation, as far as I can see, going on right now of the very top people.
It isn't that nothing's being done. 7 soldiers and 2 Marines have been charged in connection with this scandal. Congress has held hearings. The Army and the Defense Department have already released prison abuse investigations, and more reports are on the way. Some of these investigations have revealed important information, such as General Antonio Taguba's initial report for the Defense Department. But David Cole wonders how objective the agencies conducting these investigations are. Cole is a professor at Georgetown University Law Center.
Yes, the Defense Department and the Justice Department are conducting investigations and conducting some prosecutions, but they are the two entities who are implicated in the wrongdoing.
Cole says it's good to know that new details are coming out in Lindy England's hearing, but he says it would be naive to think that such an investigation could uncover the full story of what happened at Abu Ghraib.
To rely on the defense counsel in these individual military cases to try to put the whole picture together would be like having said that it would have been sufficient to rest the entire investigation of Watergate on the efforts of the defense counsel for the actual Watergate burglars. And I think if we had done that, we probably never would have gotten to the bottom of it.
Cole is one of many calling for an independent investigation, an individual or a panel with no political ties who can explore the prison abuse scandal all the way up the chain of command. Congress could request such an investigation, but at least one member is waiting to see what happens in the military hearings first. John Spratt is a Democrat from South Carolina on the House Armed Services Committee.
I think that Congress will probably let these court-martials run their course and then see what happens from there. I don't think there'll be any further investigations until this matter's entirely over, and we find out whether or not others, particularly those higher in the chain of command, are implicated in what happened there.
Spratt says once all of the testimony comes out, Congress may decide to convene another hearing. Even if that happens, Roger Pilon says a congressional investigation isn't necessarily the best way to get all the information. Pilon is the vice president of legal affairs at the Cato Institute, and he's testified at congressional hearings as a senior member of the Reagan administration.
They are forums for a lot of political posturing on both sides. Secondly, the very nature of them, where each congressman gets about 5 minutes to speak, don't lend themselves to full development of the issues. Usually in that short a period of time, you cannot develop a line of questioning, and when your time is up, the next congressman picks up his line of questioning, which may be entirely different.
Still, Pilon does not support an independent investigation.
We can't get perfect justice even in the civilian context. We're not going to get it in a war context, and we shouldn't expect it.
There are at least 5 more investigations underway, and that includes a much-anticipated report on the role military intelligence officers played in the abuses. There are also lawsuits working their way through civilian courts, and when Lindy England's hearing resumes, the court may hear from higher-ups in the chain of command who could reveal even more details about what took place at Abu Ghraib prison. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.